Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Big Ten kickoff meetings in Chicago. And Scott, I worked at the Lansing State Journal for 25 years, covered Michigan State the vast majority of that time, and turned that position over to a guy who's done a great job, Joe Rexroad. And this is a day I'm really glad it's Joe Rexroad's job. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Yeah. Oh, I tell you what, these are those days, aren't they? Yeah, good. I've been trying to get out of Chicago for a while, but apparently it's decided to be a hot news day.
Yeah, I would think so. Michigan State basketball coach Tom Izzo just announcing, in case you have not heard yet, that Chris Allen will not be returning for the 2010-2011 season. Chris Allen's statement, "Coach was straightforward with me about what I needed to do to remain a part of the team. Unfortunately, I didn't meet all the obligations. I've enjoyed my time at Michigan State, and I appreciate all the support from my fans, everyone associated with the program. It's unfortunate things didn't work out, but I'm leaving on good terms with my teammates and coaches." Chris Allen had said at the Moneyball Pro-Am Summer League, he was interviewed on Channel 10 and said that everything was great, that was fine, no problem. I don't know whether he was not reading the tea leaves correctly, but that was never the case, Joe.
Yeah, that was weird because, you know, I mean, I think everyone knew, and Tom Izzo was publicly saying, you know, everything's not fine. It's not. And of course, I don't know exactly what he was saying was a rumor, but certainly the fact that he was in jeopardy was not a rumor. That was very public. So that was strange. There are a lot of things about that. I haven't seen a situation quite like this. I don't know about you. You have a lot more experience than I do, but I this is a very strange and it's a sad situation, you know, that this, that he wasn't able to do the things he needed to do. I mean, he has one season left. Should have been, you know, preparing for a great senior season with a great team, and now, you know, he's got to, you know, figure out a new home. But, you know, I think it's also been made clear through this that, that's on him.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And it's been made very clear through this who's running the program and the way the program will be run. And I know a lot of people are saying to themselves now, well, there goes the national championship. I've seen an awful lot of times where things get better when it looks like they could get worse. And I'm feeling a little more optimistic about the way Michigan State basketball may be. Not that they couldn't use Chris Allen's defense and he can be a good three-point shooter, but I think that there were some problems that very few people were aware of, and it was hard to explain to them that, you know, Darrell Summers played differently when Chris Allen was injured. I think there are going to be more minutes available now for Keith Appling. I think that you're going to see some other guys develop, and I don't know whether you can say addition by subtraction, but Tom Izzo has to run the program his way. He always has, and he always will.
Right, and again, when you look at this, I mean, you have to think, I mean, that he's given him every chance to to get back in good graces. I mean, you don't just go out there for a lot of different reasons. You don't just go out there and cut guys loose. I mean, you know, this is a potential recruiting negative, you know, when things like this happen. So when you do something like this, I mean, you have to really, really have to do it, I think. Yeah. And so, you know, I mean,
he didn't want to do it. He wanted to have him on the team. Right. I think that's pretty clear. He gave him enough chances. And you just hope for Chris Allen's sake that, you know, he can mature from this and he'll go on and, you know, maybe he'll play in the NBA. If not, I'm sure that he'll have a chance to play professional basketball somewhere, may have a chance to play more college basketball. It's possible he could do that, move on to another program. We don't know that. But I think it's pretty clear from Michigan State's standpoint that they are moving forward with this and they're not waiting for anybody to get on the bus.
Right, and I agree with you that I don't think this kills, you know, the championship hopes for next season. I don't know, addition up by subtraction, perhaps it could be. I mean, I do think they'll miss, you know, losing now Raymond Morgan and Chris Allen. Mm-hmm. And I know you and I have debated this. I thought Chris was at least solid on defense last year.
Yeah, I think he was solid when he was healthy. I agree with
that. I mean, you're right. He wasn't great, but he was, you know, he got pretty good there with, you lose Allen and Morgan, and, you know, you really lost quite a bit in terms of perimeter defense.
Yeah.
And the shooter, I think they'll certainly have enough offense. They still have enough guards. I mean, you still have Summers, Lucas, Lucius, and, you know, Keebler, Thornton, like you said, Appling, maybe Russell Bird now is active next year. Maybe, you know, maybe the red shirt's less likely.
Right.
But, so I don't think it kills them. And, like you said, you know, hopefully for Chris Allen, he's going to figure everything out and land somewhere. I think he's certainly talented enough to at least, you know, go to Europe and make good money playing basketball.
Well, when Scott Eckersley called you, we weren't talking basketball, Joe. We were talking about the Big Ten football kickoff meetings and what you saw there. I guess Greg Jones, the second year in a row, a Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year preseason. I don't know what Adrian Claiborne has to do. He's about as good a defensive lineman as I've seen in this league. But this league is pretty impressive. You can go down at least three or four deep and find teams that could be in the top 10.
No, I agree. I really think, you know, it would depending on, you know, how Penn State reloads, but I think that, you know, the Iowa, Wisconsin, Ohio State, I think those are three really top 10 caliber teams for sure. And then I think you have some other potentially pretty good teams, including Michigan State. I don't see, I mean, how many bad teams are in the Big Ten? I guess I look at Illinois as a bad team. I even think Indiana could be, you know, okay, not too bad, and everyone else is at least solid. So, you know, I think it's certainly improving, and then, of course, coming off a good bowl performance.
Yeah, we heard Jim Delaney talk about the structure of the Big Ten, about alignments, divisions, the championship game, and a nine-game conference season coming up.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was the most interesting thing he said yesterday. Was I mean, he didn't just say, you know, let's talk about it. He basically said it's happening. You know, it's going to take some time, but it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And when he says that, you know it's going to happen. So, and, you know, Brett Bielema, Tressel, you know, some guys aren't vocally unhappy with that. And I can understand arguments on both sides. You know, it is going to be strange when you have some teams with five home games. Of course, you remember, I guess it was, what, 82, 83
time
they did that, right?
Illinois, the only team that's ever been 9-0 in Big Ten football.
Yeah, like 83, right?
Yep, 1983.
Oh, yeah, so, I mean, I really hope, and I think with some schools, Michigan State, they're not going to get rid of Notre Dame. Michigan's not going to get rid of Notre Dame. Illinois, they're going to keep playing Missouri, but I also think some of these schools will probably cut a decent game and just go cupcake with the Big Ten, and that would be unfortunate, but I think that's what you're going to see in some cases.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of schools that are used to playing as many home games as they possibly can, it's going to be different because there are going to be years where they have those five road games. And Ohio State's not going to want that. Now, Michigan is in a situation where it plays Notre Dame every other year. But if that series sticks, then you would assume that they would want their five Big Ten road games the year that they play Notre Dame at home. So they would never have more than seven home games in the expanded Big House. And for a lot of these teams, you know, they may find out that the revenue situation is a little different.
Exactly. And, you know, so it's like almost big picture revenue. I think that's part of the reason to do this. You have more inventory, so to speak, but you're right. You can hurt teams with fewer home games. So, but it's happening. I think we know that. And, you know, another thing he said that some people made a big deal out of yesterday, said, no, Notre Dame is not a player. I mean, to me, I just think Notre Dame, I mean, I think nothing's happening, but if it goes to 16, I still think Notre Dame's priority one.
Yeah, and, you know, I've kind of changed a little bit since the last time we talked, Joe. I'm starting to think that the Big Ten is very happy with 12.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted Notre Dame, but, you know, it can only get scabs on its knees for so long. I think it may be done with that phase of it. And wanted Texas, but only Texas. Didn't want to bring in half of the Big 12. So I'm not convinced that the Big 10 gains anything by going to get Rutgers or Syracuse or anything else. And, you know, if they have to do it with 12, that's a pretty good 12.
No, I agree. I think this can go for a while. I think it will go for a while. I mean, I think if Texas is going to be happy, that Big 12 is going to survive, and that's one thing. But if something happens there,
right,
and at some point they make a move, well, then everyone's going to start grabbing. It's going right. to be a, and I think Notre Dame has to. They have to come to the Big Ten and say, okay, let us in. Or otherwise, yeah. they have to go to the ACC. You know, right. so.
Well, the thing that could free up Notre Dame, you know, if the Big East dissolves in some way and they don't have a home for their other teams, but, you know, even then, Notre Dame has floated the idea of being with other conferences. It's just not in football. And to the Big Ten, you know, what sense does that make? So, in terms of the coaches' presentations, and I know you're busy, we'll let you go, but Joe Paterno yesterday looked a little bit older and sounded just as funny as ever.
Yeah, we're starting, you know, talking about his medical problems. You know, I mean,
that's it was lower than his intestines, right?
Yeah, it was a little lower than that. Yeah, so he actually kind of opened up about that. Maybe a little more than I wanted him to, but that was he's all. I mean, you know, as you know, he always steals the show here, and he's funny as ever. Talking to a few other people yesterday too. It's like, and I really think it's close here. For him, I mean, you know, it's like, when is he going to, you know, make an announcement? I have to think it's really close now, but I've been saying that for a while.
Yeah. Hey, his last regular season game could be against Michigan State, Beaver State.
Yeah. That's always a possibility. So, but I mean, 2 years ago, that was all the talk. You know, that was, of course, that was the sort of pseudo Big Ten championship game. So you never know.
You know what told me that it is imminent and had nothing to do with his physical condition? It's the way he answered the question about his successor. And in the past, he has blown that question off so fast. And this time he was like, yeah, well, I hope they'll talk to me. You know, he really has been thinking about it.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. And, you know, I think, you know, talking to people who cover Penn State, I mean, I think he has wanted, you know, Jay Paterno to get that job. I mean, I don't think that's going to happen, but I think that's something that he's tried to, you know, make happen over the years. At least that's what I've heard. So, but, you know, I don't know if it would be Bradley, but I would assume that he would definitely have a major hand in that.
Yeah, and I've heard that, you know, it could be Bradley. A lot of people hope it will be Bradley. And then there are people who think that it could be a Greg Schiano or you know, or Randy Edsall could be someone else from the East, and Schiano, I think, has been kind of waiting for that job.
Right. Well, yeah, that's the speculation. Maybe Rich Rod.
Well, a lot of people think that he'll be available. he could be free. How many games do you think Rich Rodriguez has to win to be back in Chicago in 2011?
I think he has to win 8 to safely be back. If they win 7 games this year, it's going to be, I think, a really tough dilemma for David Brandon.
Yeah.
I think that's like the number you probably, like, anything else would be like an easy decision, but 7 would be difficult. I mean, you know, you want to start over after 3 years and he's totally changing over the roster.
Right.
I think if he demonstrates progress, I would still, if they won 7, I would still guess he'd keep his job, but
yeah.
You know, you hear different things too. You hear different things, and that you know, they're getting things prepared. You know, to maybe get him out of there. Certainly, the way has been cleared with David Brandon in place as AD.
Right, exactly. Well, I said I thought Michigan would win 7 games, would have another 2-win improvement, and I've gone on record saying that Michigan State will be 9-3, and not because I think Michigan State is a great football team, but whenever you have a veteran quarterback back for his junior year and maybe the best set of receivers in the conference and maybe the best defensive player in the conference, and the schedule Michigan State has with 9 games in the state of Michigan, and they don't leave the state till October 23rd, if Michigan State can't win 9 games this year, I don't know when they're going to do it.
No, I agree. I think it's a great opportunity. Like you said, you know, the schedule plays in their favor. I mean, late in the year, they go to Iowa, they go to Penn State. But there's a lot of opportunity. I really think that Wisconsin Big Ten opener is a huge game. I love Wisconsin this year. If Michigan State can get that game at home, I think they have a great chance to win 9 games. You're right. I mean, I really think that 8 should be, you know, the acceptable number this year for Michigan State. I think it's a disappointing season with 7 or fewer wins.
If Michigan State does lose to Wisconsin, better come back the next week and win at Michigan, or there are going to be a lot of very disgruntled Mark D'Antonio observers. Joe, thanks so much. Appreciate it. And as always, I encourage people to read some of the best Michigan State coverage anywhere in the Lansing State Journal. We'll talk with you soon, Joe.
Okay, sounds good.
Talk to you later. We'll be back with our final segment, Jack and Scott on Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.